Robert Rogers, Robert Rogers, 12174. Robert is a 50-year-old gentleman who comes in today because he was playing, him and his friend were playing with a sand blaster, S-A-N-D blaster, and subsequently he got sprayed with metal shavings on his left hand, period. In the paragraph, he has metal shaving embedded into his hand. I did an x-ray which shows the metal shavings present. And I talked to Dr. Buczek, our specialist, hand specialist, that's B-U-C-Z-E-K. And Dr. Buczek said put him on antibiotics, give him tetanus and follow him. Also gave him some Mobic for his inflammation today, period. COVID immunization, none. Medication, none. Medical problems, asthma, family history, hypertension, no colon cancer. Surgery, none. Socially, he does smoke, he does drink. He is going through a divorce, has another fiance. He would like to get a Cologuard done. We'll get that started for him. He had no. He has had some issues with sleep apnea, lack of decreased sex interest, low testosterone, which goes with sleep apnea, fatty liver, increased weight, and would like to have those issues taken care of. He had some blood work done 6 months ago. No hematemesis, hematochezia, seizure, convulsion reported, allergy, none. He weighs 237 pounds. His weight's gone up about 7 to 10 pounds, 97%, 98.6, 20, 102, 122 over 74, heart positive, swim positive, two lungs, few bronchi, abdomen soft, X-rays and JVD skin shows metal shaving embedded in the right hand, the left hand, including the pinky and ring finger. Lower extremity trace edema, neurological non-focal. Assessment number one, as far as the left hand, injury via sandblaster and metal shaving is concerned, we'll follow the recommendation of Dr. B-U-C-Z-E-K, my hand surgeon. Put him on Keflex, put him on Mobic, tetanus given, and then look at him again in 2 weeks. If signs of infection noted, to let me know right away. Then as far as sleep apnea, he's seen a new doctor in Webster. They just did a sleep study and going to put him on a CPAP, which is very necessary. Next time I looked at his echocardiogram, he does have RVH and LVH. Next time I told him that's very important to get the sleep study taken care of because he could die in his sleep. Next number, he also has low testosterone. He said he'll come back and get that rechecked again. Next number, he does have issues with ED, of course. So I put him on Cialis, 20 milligram. Next number, Mobic, 15, number 20. Next number is Keflex. Next number is tetanus was given today before leaving the office. Next number, we'll do his blood work when he comes back in 2 weeks fasting. Next number is increased weight. Next number is slightly fatty liver. Next number is lower extremity edema related to sleep apnea. Next number is check thyroid. Next number is check B12 level. Next number is BPH minor on the ultrasound. Next number is carotid stenosis minimal on the ultrasound. Next number, echocardiogram shows the findings that was discussed above. Next time is above discussed with patient at length before leaving the office. Thank you.